Welcome to Storylark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Are you ready? What would it actually take? Maya loved to dream about flying, not in a big plane with a seat and a window. No, no, no. Maya wanted to fly all by herself, like a bird, like a hero in a cape. Every day, Maya would stand in her yard. She would stretch her arms out wide. She would close her eyes and feel the wind on her face. One day, she would say, one day I will fly. Her mum would smile. Her dad would smile. Her little dog Biscuit would wag his tail. But nobody knew how to help Maya fly. One sunny day at school, Maya sat in science class. Her teacher was Miss Okafor. Miss Okafor had kind eyes and a big warm smile. She wore glasses that sat on the tip of her nose. She always had a pencil tucked behind her ear. Maya raised her hand. Miss Okafor, she said in a small voice. Yes, Maya? I want to fly, for real, by myself, like a bird. The other kids giggled a little, but Miss Okafor did not laugh. Not even one bit. She pulled up a stool and sat down right next to Maya. All right, said Miss Okafor. Let's figure out what that would take. Maya's eyes went wide. Really? Really, said Ms. Okafor. First, we need to learn about lift. She wrote the word lift on the board in big letters. For you to fly, she said, the air must push you up. It must push you up more than gravity pulls you down. What is gravity? Asked Maya. Gravity is what keeps your feet on the ground. It pulls everything down, 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 down. To fly, you need something to push you up, up, up. That push is called lift. Ms. Okafor picked up a piece of paper. She held it just below her lips. Watch this, she said. She blew air across the top of the paper. Whoosh! The paper rose up. It lifted. Maya gasped. How did you do that? When air moves fast over the top, said Ms. Okafor, it pulls the paper up. This is how bird wings work. The shape of a wing makes air move fast on top. And that makes lift. Can I try? Asked Maya. Yes, you can. Maya held the paper below her mouth. She blew across the top. Whoosh! The paper went up. I made lift, Maya said. I made lift with my breath. Yes, you did. Miss Okafor clapped her hands. Birds make lift with their wings. The wings are curved on top. Air goes fast over the curve. And up the bird goes. Maya flapped her arms. But my arms don't work like wings. Miss Okafor nodded. That's because we need the next thing. Thrust. She wrote thrust on the board. Lift keeps you up, but thrust moves you forward. And guess what? Moving forward makes even more lift. So birds flap to move forward? Asked Maya. Yes, flap, flap, flap. That's thrust. Planes use big engines for thrust. They burn fuel to go fast. Miss Okafor looked at Maya's arms. She looked at a picture of a bird on the wall. For you to fly, Maya, your wings would need to be very, very big. How big? Asked Maya. About this big, said Miss Okafor. She stretched her arms out as far as she could. Even bigger, like a small plane. Maya looked at her little arms. She looked at Miss Okafor's stretched out arms. She started to giggle. I would need really big arms. About 4 meters tip to tip, said Miss Okafor, laughing too. That's longer than your bed, longer than two of you lying down. Maya giggled more. Then Miss Okafor held up one finger. But wait, there is more to think about. We need to talk about drag. She wrote drag on the board. What is drag? Asked Maya. When you move through the air, the air pushes back on you. That pushback is called drag. It tries to slow you down. Like when I run fast and the wind is in my face. Yes, just like that, said Miss Okafor. Birds have smooth feathers to help with drag. The feathers point backward. Air slides right over them. Planes are smooth and round in front, like a raindrop. Even swimmers make their body smooth to go fast in water. Maya touched her puffy hair. She looked at her baggy shirt. I am not very smooth, she said. Ms. Okafor smiled. No, you are not very smooth at all.
If you flew with your arms out wide, said Ms. Okafor, and your hair blowing all around, the drag would slow you way, way down. You would use up all your energy in no time. Maya frowned.
So I would need to be smooth? Like a bird?
Like a bird, sleek and smooth. Air should slide right past you. Then Ms. Okafor asked a fun question. How fast do you want to fly, Maya?
Maya jumped up from her seat.
Fast. Really, really fast.
Ms. Okafor pushed her glasses up her nose.
Well, here is the thing. The faster you go, the harder the air pushes back. When people jump from planes, skydivers, they fall very fast. But the air pushes so hard, they can only go so fast. The air stops them from going faster.
Wow, said Maya. So fast flying is really hard.
Very hard. You would need to fly nose first, arms tucked in tight, body stiff and straight, like a dart.
Maya stood up straight. She tucked her arms in. She pointed her nose forward, like this.
Just like that. Maya slumped back into her chair. Flying is really hard, she said.
Ms. Okafor sat down on her stool again. She looked right at Maya. Flying is physics, she said gently, and physics means it is possible.
Just tricky. Maya's eyes lit up a little. So it is possible?
Everything that birds do, they do with physics. Lift, thrust, beating drag. They figured it out. And you know what makes birds so good at flying?
What? Asked Maya.
Their bones are hollow. That means empty inside, like a straw, so birds are very, very light.
Maya picked up a straw from her desk. She looked through it. Empty inside, so they weigh less.
Yes, less weight means you need less lift. Less lift means smaller wings. It all fits together, like a puzzle.
Maya started to smile, a big, slow smile. So if I could fly, I would need hollow bones?
And big wings, and lots of energy, and smooth skin, and a body shaped like a dart.
That is a lot, said Maya.
That, said Miss Okafor, is what makes it fun to think about.
The school bell rang. Time to go home.
Maya packed her bag. But her brain was buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. She waved goodbye to Miss Okafor and walked outside. The sun was low and golden. The trees swayed in the breeze. A little brown bird flew past her head. Maya watched it closely. She saw its wings curve. She saw its feathers lie flat and smooth. She saw how it tucked its feet in tight.
You have lift, Maya whispered to the bird.
And thrust. And you beat drag. Good job, little bird. The bird chirped and flew away. Maya walked and walked. And as she walked, she started to draw in her little notebook. She drew herself, but different. She drew big, wide wings on her back. She drew smooth skin. She drew her body shaped like a dart. She wrote hollow bones next to her arms. She wrote fast energy next to her tummy. She even drew tiny lines around her body to show air sliding past.
If I could feel the wind, Maya said to herself.
Like a bird feels the wind. I could ride the air currents. I could soar without even flapping.
By the time Maya reached her front door, she had filled 3 whole pages. Her flying self was not simple anymore.
No, no, no. Her flying self had big curved wings, hollow bones as light as straws, a smooth, sleek body, a super-fast heart to give her energy, and special skin that could feel every tiny breeze. It was 3 times better than her old dream. Her old dream was just, I want to fly. Her new dream was full of science, full of wonder, full of how and why. Maya opened the door. Biscuit ran to meet her, tail wagging fast. Her mum looked up from the kitchen.
How was school, sweet girl?
Maya smiled the biggest smile.
I learned what it would take to fly. For real.
Oh my, said her mum. Tell me a bedtime?
Maya nodded. She yawned a big yawn. It had been a long, wonderful day.
That night, tucked in bed, with Biscuit curled at her feet,
Maya closed her eyes. She felt the soft breeze from her window. And in her dreams, she flew. With big, strong wings. With hollow bones. With the wind as her friend.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.